Corin Johns drives through the forest near Woody Mountain Road, hauling a truckload of clothes, sleeping bags, and personal hygiene products. He works for Catholic Charities in Flagstaff, an outreach organization that helps vulnerable populations.
We got some socks, shampoo, conditioner, deodorant. At least try to keep people somewhat clean.
He comes across a man named Kevin, who's been camping in a legal area with his family for about a week. Johns offers him a few toothbrushes, a flashlight, and some information.
This is actually a resource list of different areas in town.
That will come in handy.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here that could get you whatever assistance, if you need assistance.
Thank you.
No problem.
There are no solid statistics on how many people live in the National Forest, a viable and legal option for up to 14 days at a time. But the Arizona Department of Housing estimates nearly 670 people experience homelessness on a daily basis in Coconino County. About a quarter of them come to Flagstaff Shelter Services for help.
This is where sort of everybody comes in at night, lines up to get access to essentially a lottery system for beds. It's a true emergency shelter.
Ross Altenbaugh is executive director of the shelter, one of the largest in northern Arizona. She says the facility has been at capacity since the forest closures took effect last month.
Including the families, we're talking 50, 60, 70 more people a day. We've seen over 10 families in the last 6 days that need shelter. That's atypical for our program.
Altenbaugh has teamed up with local churches to set up overflow shelters. She's reached out to food banks and the community for extra donations, everything from snacks and blankets to diapers and formula. Law enforcement is also helping.
You know, we've spoken with the police department about that they don't want to be criminalizing homelessness, and so if they find people, they want to get them to us.
The Forest Service says it does not target homeless encampments, but it does have to enforce current closures and fire restrictions. Since they took effect, officers with the Coconino have cited at least a dozen individuals for forest residence violations. It's a steep fine, one that James, who gives no last name, wants to avoid. He's been homeless for about 6 years and was living in the woods near Flagstaff before the closures.
So I said, okay, I'm going to get my tent all taken down and everything because I don't want to get no fines. I don't want to go to jail.
He's at a shelter now, but with 9 months sobriety, he says it's not an ideal environment for him.
People drink outside and they sneak it in here and they're drunk and I usually avoid them. Like, camping was really nice. Be myself and thought about a lot of things, my future, my goals are going to be.
His ultimate goal is to find a full-time job and work himself out of homelessness. For now, the shelter is one of the only living options for James and hundreds of others while forest closures remain in effect. For KNAU, I'm Aaron Granillo in Flagstaff.